The year is 3023. Socio-political tensions between the government of the Moon Cities and the asteroid people has reached a boiling point, and war seems inevitable. With the rising threat of the radical and militaristic Asteroid Reclamation Party, the Moon Cities turn to their most potent resource to prepare for the battles to come. Whiny, crying, hormone-charged teenagers in pilot seats of giant mechanical suits known as hard bodies. This is Must Be Dice. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Jacob.
Hey, Jacob. That's an abrupt transition.
Yeah, you know, that's how I do. I've never done this before,
You're doing great.
I'm doing great.
Yeah. Killing it.
So,
hard
this
bodies.
This Must Be Dice with a little mecha twist. We're using a little system called Newtype that Patrick found on the internet, and it's a whole thing. But I wanted to introduce our cool cast of teenage mecha pilots that will soon be hopping into the cockpits of their hard bodies. Yeah. Charlotte, tell us about Exxon Valdez?
My name is Exxon Valdez. I'm a valedictorian, straight-A student who's ready to get her first experience in the field.
Wow. Is that cultural appropriation?
Yes.
The last name Valdez.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I thought so. I thought it might be.
Yeah. I see you have tennis star as a trait.
It's a maternal.
No.
It's corporate appropriation, which is the worst thing you can ever do is steal the branding from a corporation.
It's hyphenated. It's Val.
We're all on the same page there.
Yeah, cool. I'm an honor student, a tennis star, and rigid.
Rigid. Is that your negative trait?
Yes.
Rigidity?
I am unwavering in the worst ways.
Okay.
Uncompromising, okay. But it sounds too cool to be uncompromising.
Gotcha. Well, yeah. I can't wait to see that on display. Patrick, tell us of your character.
Pompous Porbus. I'm a bit of a bully, all right?
What?
Yeah, I'm a mean guy. I'm a bully. But, hang on, not all my traits are positive.
Okay, I see what you did there.
I'm also a coward. But those two, what did those two combined lead to? Being an expert in close combat, martial arts.
Naturally.
Right. Yeah, of course.
I'm very scared, I'm very mean, but I'm also a very skilled fighter.
Yeah.
Very good.
You're
James,
to use it.
Tell us of Sturm. It's a good name. You got a great name.
I'm tired of all these games. My name is Sturm D. Ruger. I'm a massive, cocky fighter.
Those are all positive, right?
Except for cocky. I'm 204 centimeters tall and 130 kilograms. And you're probably wondering, yes, my blood type is AB.
Oh my God.
Wow, you went the
how
full.
How do you know I was wondering that?
You went the full thing.
Wow. Wow. This is what adds up.
I know, I know.
He sounds scarier than Pumpus. Anyway, so.
Pumpus is a coward.
Let me tell you all where our adventure begins. Mm-hmm. It begins in a place integral to a proper mecha story, an ordinary high school classroom.
Yeah.
On the ocean moon of Titan.
Oh, God.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Our heroes are at their desks, some attentive, others daydreaming of the day they finally get to pilot a hard body.
Ooh, I've been piloting a hard body for, how old am I?
You're
17.
To masturbation?
Yes.
Anyway, your elderly professor, Mrs. Baker, addresses the classroom.
She's hot.
She is pretty hot.
Elderly.
I like that that's what you got out of it. His description was elderly. And he was,
to conclude this discussion about the effects of hard body maneuvering on the average teenage body, would anyone like to share their assessment? Exxon.
Mrs. Baker, I noticed that one asked...
And I throw a ball of paper at your head.
A spit wad the size of a snowball.
Yeah.
That's correct, Pumpus. Would anybody else like to contribute?
This is useless. What are we doing sitting in this classroom? We're wasted here.
We should be
out there.
School is important, Sturm.
I know everything I need to know about piloting hard bodies.
Sturm, are you right aged for this classroom?
What? Just look at me.
Sturm's one of those kids who had a mustache in middle school.
I'm a 6'8", 17-year-old student. It should be obvious by the fact that I'm wearing my school uniform.
Gray hair.
I have streaks of white here.
Like Omni-Man.
Yeah. Chest hair coming out of your collar.
Well put, student. Speaking of hard bodies, give me a moment to retrieve the results of the pilot aptitude exam.
She's so hot.
Be right back.
This exam doesn't mean anything.
It means everything, and that's why I aced it.
A pilot's skill can't be determined on paper.
Another student, a greasy nerd named Simon Schmidt, scoffs.
I throat chop him.
I had a line, but I can't say it anymore.
Mrs. Baker comes back.
That's a scratch. I cower there real quick.
It seems only three of you managed to pass. Congratulations, Sturm, Pompous, and Exon. You did it.
I didn't even try.
I say, these two passed, and then I cower.
I've been trying every day for this for how old am I?
I don't know, 15 to 17. How old are you?
For 16 to 18 years.
You have been chosen, all three of you have been chosen as our child soldier spearhead in the conflict to come. It's a relief to live under such an ethical, progressive government. Wouldn't you agree, Pompous?
Yes, and I bow to the portrait of whatever, whoever our leader is that's hanging above the classroom, I bet.
Obama.
Thank you. Yeah,
it's Obama. It's Obama. Mecca Obama.
Yeah, it's a zero, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Bo.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 30th
it's
century
Mecca
Obama.
Yeah.
Suddenly, an alarm starts blaring.
There you go. Let's hear your anime sounds.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
And you hear from the intercom.
The city is under attack. The asteroid reclamation party has deployed three hard bodies from orbit. Arrival in the city is estimated to be 10 minutes. Seek shelter immediately.
Sturm knocks the desk. With one swipe of his arm, knocks the desk, soaring. It sinks into the wall so he can run over to the window and press his face against the glass and look out to see what the attack is.
Meanwhile, Simon Schmidt is cut in half by the desk that's pinned into the wall.
He's a comic relief. Simon Schmidt, is he just glasses? Like, he doesn't have eyes, glasses and spirals?
The same wig as, what's his name, Spencer Schmidt.
He's just like...
No nose either, just kind of...
Yeah.
But there is, like, a bloody nose coming out and he's just going...
Yeah,
Mrs. Baker comes waddling over. There's a transit tube in the locker room that will take you to your hard bodies. They've been printed as per your individual specifications from your exams. Good luck, kiddies. Exon.
But Mrs. Baker, what about today's quiz?
Oh, I mean, you could. I have a printout. You could take it with you if you want.
We'll take three.
All right.
I said last one. There's a huge loser. And I say something else that you would say in middle school. But I can't say it in this.
You say under breath. You
so
say
secondary
under your
school.
You could say it.
You say under your breath. You're like, I wish my dad was here.
Yeah.
What's your name? Pompous.
Pompous.
Pompous. Pompous makes a break for the door. Sturm goes, and then uses super speed to try and get out the door in front of him.
Oh, cool. That must be your cockiness.
And that happens
cockiness
very thing. Slowly, and it lasts way longer than anything.
Yeah.
And then does Pompous have an internal monologue?
I can't. My inner monologue sounds like.
Do we have an inner monologue that goes back and forth? Where we're talking to each other, but there's no way that's possible.
Two stills of you.
I know it's just an arbitrary joke I made, but I really do feel that if I'm the last one there, I will be a loser.
Do any of you have glasses?
And then I chop a something.
I have glasses.
Okay.
Classic Pompous. He's trying to chop me while I make my way to the door. He probably knows that if he doesn't reach those mechs first, he'll be a real loser because of it.
I push my glasses up and I go, why are they holding each other there?
My glasses turn completely white. White and
my glasses are white and I'm like, why are they holding each other in their palms?
Mm-hmm. A single sweat drop goes down your face. All right, so you're heading over to the transit tubes in the locker room, yeah?
Yeah.
Running through there, everyone's screaming. Students are running everywhere. None of them have passed their exams. Only three. All right, so you enter the locker room, and these three tubes open up. You can probably fit one of you in each one.
Does he fit?
We both, yeah. This is a good comic relief moment where the two of them slide right into their tubes, but then I just squeeze, and so it's like a cartoon, like just tube filled with man squished up.
Yeah, three like faceless, nameless employees have to come and force the door closed.
Yeah, they bring sticks and they jam you in. All right, so let's seal up. And then they get sucked into the ground.
I've never seen anyone so big.
It's like Augustus Gloop.
Shoots
down.
So you're going down these tubes, and at some point they just stop, and you just fall right out of them. You're going down a slide now. It's like Wallace and Gromit when they put their clothes on.
Oh, sure.
Okay, right.
So like you're going down the slide, and you slip right into your cool, your hard suit. your hard body suit.
Theirs have like armor plating and kind of like a musculature, and mine is extremely tight fitting.
Ooh, it's busty.
Way too small.
It's very busty for like a high school student. And I just go, or maybe I do the thing where it's like
you immediately drop something and have to bend over.
I know, yeah.
When it slides on you, do you go like ah, and then like it has a single tear, like that, like a small round tear comes off.
Well, a little bit of blushing.
I bend over and I notice them like with like the nosebleeds, and then I turn around and my eyes get really small and my mouth gets really big and I go, why are you looking at me? I wish you almost stopped looking at me.
I hate this. Yeah. Which one of you is going to be the first to spray blood out of your nose? Anyway, so you're going down these slides. You see like through a big transparent window going in front of the slides. You go under the ocean, under the seas of Titan.
Okay. Whoa.
And you see a big, huge hangar with three mechs in it. Three hard bodies waiting for their pilots.
I'm scared of the water, so I piss myself.
But you think it's okay because you're underwater, so no one will notice.
Exon, tell us what you see. What mech draws your eye? It's just to your specifications from the exam.
I see an agile mobile suit. It's white, light blue, and orange. And blazing across the chest, it says, StarCrest Mark IV! It's extremely agile with hip thrusters that execute lateral movement at speeds unheard of.
That's cool. What's this mean? Core fission exchange.
Well, it's powered by a fission exchange.
Cool. That's pretty cool. They should have told Mrs. Baker that. Pompous, what mech draws your eye?
It's a large. It's strong. It's quick. You know, and it is covered in, you can't even see what color it is because there's so much fur on it. It's completely like covered, draped in furs.
Is there any mechanical bits even visible?
No, barely.
It looks like a gorilla.
It's just the head.
It looks like Optimus Primal.
But it's real fur. What animal? Because that's a lot of fur.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We don't know.
That's very interesting. Sturm, tell us of your mech.
So Sturm looks and his eyes go wide and he sees rolling wheels and then back to Sturm and then he sees two large metal tongs shooting out and then back to Sturm and then he sees a guy in a hard hat driving it and realizes it's a forklift and goes, what? What is this? And then, but then it pulls out of the way and reveals a massive
How
mech.
How big is this forklift?
It was just enough to block
the field
of view.
Very close to you, yeah.
But it was a comedy relief moment.
You're looking through a paper towel roll.
Yeah.
And it's a giant mech, militaristic, huge base legs, two large arms that load out chainsaw blades, like laser chainsaws, right?
Yeah, really good.
And then it also has like an exhaust valve that shoots off the back, which is where it stores its sonic emitters. And it's the color palette of the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
And
awesome.
And his eyes go wide, tears gathering.
They're still playing.
Yeah.
In 2023.
And then Michael Jordan still owns them.
Yeah.
Sturm goes, that must be it. Z-Beast Galassant. Gladysant.
Gladysant.
What a
Z-Beast.
That must be it. The Z-Beast Gladysant. That's my hard body!
Wow. Oh, I guess we kind of glossed over it. What's yours name?
I see before me Super Attack Unit A567 Re-Exploding Hearts Ver 2.0.
Wow. That's Ver?
Yeah. Ver?
Patrick, is it because it's supposed to be version, but in the translation one caught on?
And it's V-E-R, period, and you never see it.
Patrick's knowledge of anime naming mechanics comes exclusively from the 3DS generation of games.
Oh, cool. Yeah. So yeah, you get deposited from these slides across a greased floor. You slide right up to the bottom of each of your hard bodies.
Slick.
Oh.
Slick. I'm like, oh, it's so slick.
Uh-oh. Any nosebleeds happening? Just checking.
And it cuts back to the two of us as like very low detail drawings of us staring over, and then you notice, and we go.
My jaw's like too far down.
I pee again.
He has snot hanging out of his nose, but it's just a long tube with a ball at the bottom that's just swinging around.
All right, some ladders descend automatically from each cockpit located in the tummy. Do you ascend?
Clutch the ladder.
You just hold on to it.
I squat
and then jump. Just jump straight up, bypassing the ladder completely.
Incredible.
I scurry.
Every run, not a single run missed.
Yeah,
run
you hear a little sound of a little as you climb up.
Oh, you actually.
What is the camera angle for that?
It's a wide shot.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
It's low. It's under the. Yeah.
Okay. How old is your character again?
Yeah, she's 15.
She's getting smaller and
no,
smaller.
No, but wasn't it so, there was something about like a 1,000-year-old
sure,
AI
put
into the body of
a... I was imbued with the knowledge of an ancient civilization.
Oh, which, there it is.
Is okay. 21 years old.
Oh. No.
18 years old.
Okay.
Good Lord.
I don't know if that helps, but...
I use my martial arts training to bypass my legs and just use my arms.
Oh, wow.
Pull yourself up like a fireman or something?
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
This is when we first realized that Pumpus is wheelchair bound.
All right, so you're all in your cockpits. You start, you know what to do. You start flipping switches, pulling levers, testing the pedals out, turning on all the screens and readouts.
I'm reading the manual.
You're reading the manual.
It's paper.
Yeah. You know what? That's how Amuro Ray first learns to pilot his Gundam. He hops in the cockpit and reads the manual.
See? You guys haven't read up on your history.
I just grabbed two giant things that serve as simulators.
Yeah. Oh, you stick your arms in them and surf.
Like big O. I just basically have like throttles here that I push to
punch. They're just Hulk hands.
Yeah.
Incredible. All right, so you're in your mechs. Everything's good to go. Suddenly, like some locks disengage. You hear some pistons and some like things just interlocking and coming apart and stuff. And suddenly, you are thrust upward through the ocean above you. Yeah. Do you scream? And then you get shot forth from the methane seas of Titan, and you see the moon city below you. And you see three enemy hard bodies already there, wreaking havoc. They've got three eyes. They're a shade of dark blue, big, massive shoulders with spikes on them, and an assortment of weapons.
Before looking at them, I look at the school underwater and go, could it really be? That's where I spent my whole life. Is that all over now? Are those times gone? I wish... I can't believe we all took it for granted that time so long ago. And then it cuts to a basketball scene. And we're all playing basketball together.
But it's still got the sparkles on it.
And it's
very reverby. Yeah. It's like, pass me the ball, Pumpus.
There's a white vignette around the whole thing.
And it will last the whole episode. Yeah.
And that's it now. We actually don't fight, we just stay here.
And then the next one is you giving that kid you murdered a swirly. Yeah. The rest of them are just you torturing Simon. You're like, ha 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 ha. And you've pulled his underwear up so tight.
And then we're all like walking away. We're all holding like some snack you've never seen if you didn't grow up in Japan. Again, it's a still.
Yeah.
And we're all like...
It's like the fish pastry
one of us is doing this.
Yeah. With ice cream
Despite any of our character relations and the way we feel about each other in the flashbacks, we are the thickest
so
thieves.
Good
we are
so good of friends. You
we
are,
can even go, you're, can we go back further and it's us playing in a sand pit?
We've got blocks.
And we're like baby but versions of
ourselves. We're clearly five and you're 30.
Yeah.
You're kicking so much sand at me that it's like plastering my skin.
But it's playful. We're all laughing.
Yeah. Hot cuts to me getting uppercut by one of the mean robots.
And then it goes, next time on Must Be Dice. You have to wait till the next Saturday.
Yeah.
We'll do
all right,
credit
so the next
thing,
Saturday rolls around. So it starts, the OP rolls and it's awesome.
Hold on, recap.
Oh, recap.
We need to recap everything we've just seen.
Oh, good point. Recap.
Yeah. Yeah, the whole episode replays. Yeah.
I just want to know what the OP sounds like.
Oh, you want me to sing it?
Yeah.
Right?
Stupid anime.
That's how part of it goes.
Hot bodies.
Now, is this a faithful adaptation where they left in the original Japanese theme? Have they readapted it? And so, is this like a Deke version, where an early 90s anime adaptation where they changed everything?
Oh, no. This is one where they like sing like 90% of it in Japanese, except the chorus.
Okay.
Hot bodies!
This is episode 2, so does the original theme have the Japanese, the subtitles in kanji on the bottom?
Yes, it's kanji, except for hard bodies, which is in English.
Okay, so then next week would be the English.
Yes.
And then it would be katakana or whatever.
See, we figured it out.
Hard bodies!
Okay, so finally, a whole week later, you land right in front of your enemy. Three dark hard bodies with their piercing red eyes. They all have three red eyes. They turn to look at you. And you hear over an open channel,
"It's just a bunch of teenagers. I could take them, boss."
And then you hear a woman's voice like,
"Oh, they will be easy prey."
Easy prey? Don't you realize we graduated at the top of our class?
We didn't graduate.
Don't you realize we were going to graduate at the top of our class?
It's October.
Don't you realize in only 1 year's time we may have graduated at the top of our class?
You're simple.
You've messed with the wrong students.
I engage my massive laser sword.
Oh, you're gonna attack?
Yeah?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, Pumpus. Strike the first blow.
I strike the first, I go, ha!
Where are we? Are we in like a wrecked city center?
Yes,
are we
you're like in just the middle of the city, just buildings that are like the same okay. height as
and
your
nobody is
stuff.
Evacuated?
No, people are running, screaming all okay, over around your it. Feet and stuff.
Great. Go ahead, sorry.
All right, Pumpus.
No, yeah.
What's gonna happen?
I don't know what it looked like.
Which one are you gonna attack?
How many are there?
There's three.
Do they have names?
Suit one, suit two, suit three.
I'll attack suit three.
Suit two, it couldn't be the
oh,
suit two
you pick
from
suit three?
Mars.
Suit three. Uh-oh, right. What happened?
No, just keep going, keep going.
I messed up. Rushing toward him like, yeah, and I...
Oh yeah, the ground like erupts under your feet as you, oh! as the weight of your mech shoves into it. Okay. And you scream, I guess?
How do I,
So you're attacking with your big sword. How yeah. many, so, I didn't really explain before, but this is a syllable-based game. That's how combat works. So each of you chose attack and defense mods, and the amount of syllables in those things determines how many die you're gonna roll. We're rolling a bunch of D10s. So you have a, what's
massive
it called?
Laser sword.
Massive laser sword, five. So you're gonna roll five D10s to determine how much damage you're gonna do. And this is against suit three? Oh god, we'll see if they can handle that.
Roll some goddamn die, all
right. Yeah, it's happening, we're playing a game now.
Is he supposed to roll five?
Yeah.
How much did you get?
Jesus, I lost count, so that's 13, 21, 24.
24.
Okay, you got 24?
Yeah.
Against suit three's radar pulse, which is 20. So
fuck.
You did four. They do the radar pulse, but your sword is so big, it still slices deep into one of the shoulders. It doesn't quite pass through all the way. So you did four damage to it.
Whew.
So there's some damage in suit three.
There's gonna be a moment where things seem pretty bleak, and one of us has to have a moment where we go, "I understand now," and he's like, and it's a theme that plays in a way that doesn't make sense, but is really uplifting.
Yeah,
so we have to make sure that we're not doing too well.
Yeah, yeah.
For all right.
Sure. I choose to attack.
before any of them can even react, you're attacking.
Yeah.
You said they were enemies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they threatened us.
But they thought you were just a bunch of dumb kids, but you're being so aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
It's catching them by surprise.
Well, we're on the same
basketball
team. What's going
on, Sturm? Sturm notices the attack that Pumpus
next time.
Pumpus did, and he goes,
"Not to be outdone."
And then he goes, "I'll attack now while they're distracted." And then pumps out, the laser chainsaws come out. Now, for the sake of the game, they're laser chainsaws, 4D.
4D. Which one are you
attacking? But for the sake of continuity, they are referred to as the Faustian Lancers.
That's I want to play this game.
Ooh, sure. But, that's a lot Ooh. More yep. syllables.
What okay. bargain was struck? The Faust.
There, everything comes at a cost.
Okay.
So awesome.
What are you attacking?
Also, say no more.
Are you attacking?
What?
Which one are you attacking?
I'll attack two.
Okay, suit two?
Suit two.
Good choice.
And so basically I charge headlong, basically like a Superman, but with two swirling chainsaw blades. Oh,
do you like armored core thrust forward?
Yeah, exactly.
That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, how many die you got with
That's
your laser chainsaw? That's
4D.
Okay. Oh, shit. This guy's got 4D health.
4 die. Prepare your defense!
Given the name of your chainsaws, is it too late to change your name to like Mephistopheles Carmichael or something? Thematically appropriate.
20.
20.
Yeah.
Okay. So I am going to roll 1 for the defense. So you got 20. Ooh. I got 4. Damn. Okay. So you do 16 damage. So you charge forward. It tries to dodge out of the way. You completely slice off one of its arms.
I noticed that it tries to move and I go, huh. And then I change the direction of how my hands were into a weird, wild shape.
Yeah,
how
this
is it he's changing
suit, right?
direction so quickly?
and so then I adjust it so that way I changed Faustian Lancers to Faustian Cross. And or no, crucifix. It's a very literal translation.
Faustian crucifix!
And then my hands change positions and lock into a shape that allows me to cut off.
And that's in your suit, right? You do that.
I have these things that
you're Presbyterian?
Big time, big time.
It's not part of my suit, but I have a large cross.
It comes up later. There's an episode. Right after we get back from the beach. There's an episode where they find me praying.
And it's actually
in my dorm.
It's really sensitive. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, before anything else happens, Suit One takes notice of this crazy attack
and
decides to finally retaliate. And it's going to choose Exon's hard body as its target.
What the fuck? I haven't done anything. I'm just reading the... I don't have a crucifix. I have a little DNA statue because of the power of science.
Oh.
And the importance of learning.
All right.
I believe in no God.
All right. So suit one is like, oh, my companions. So it takes its beam rifle and aims it at... Sorry, laser rifle. That's a four syllable. And aims it at Exon Valdez's Starcrest Mark IV. And we'll fire.
I see this and hide behind.
You do. You retreat.
That's more dangerous.
This is all happening simultaneously.
Oh yeah, yeah, right? Yeah.
Am I able to employ a defensive?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
So what do you got?
I engage interplasma.
What's that thing?
I engage interplasma shield. It's a bunch of switches.
I engage my shield.
You have to reach inside the top of it.
I reach up and I'm like, I engage interplasma. Shield.
There's come
like
hither,
of,
shield.
There's a lot of. There's right. a lot of them. I engaged the.
Then you cut to the outside of the suit, and it's just like.
All right, roll some die. What do you got?
Don't you want to know how it works?
Well,
it
what's
creates
it called?
A fine film.
No one knows how it works.
Between the skeleton and the outer shell.
Do you have to plug in the shield
And it concentrates in the area of impact.
Oh, cool. Okay.
That's cool.
That's extremely cool. I love that. Awesome. Yeah, I love you how fleshed out all your guys' stuff is.
Speaking of flesh,
yeah.
Why don't you use your defensive technique? it's strong.
It's good. Yeah.
5D. Defense.
This is a. Is this a.
That's zero. Or no, 10. It's 10.
It's 10. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's a 10?
Zero is 10. 13.
Oh, well, that means that I did 10 more damage to that the thing that I cut its arm
off.
It's fine. We can keep it.
No, no, I'll do it. I'll add it.
It's 31.
31?
Defense.
Nice. Dan, Jesus. Zero is 10, right?
And also, yeah.
All right. So that beam rifle, it ricochets right off that plasma film. It goes through four buildings.
Whoa, nice job.
And I go, and after 300 people have surely just been obliterated, I go, yes!
Yeah. And that movement, it causes your mech to dissipate all the plasma that hit your shield, and now it's spraying everywhere.
Yeah.
Landing on the ground, melting fire hydrants and light posts and stuff.
We did it!
How many times do we see the same shot of people on the ground running away from the...
Yeah.
One's mirrored. And
oh, 15.
Okay.
You see them 15 times each.
Teacher never said this would feel so fun.
All right, suit three, who Pumpus, you attacked, right? It dislodges itself from your massive sword and tries to back away and take a swing at you with its double heat axes.
Oh, fuck.
5D there. What do you got in defense?
I just got thrusters. Just
thrusters?
Simple thrusters.
Two,
keep,
two
me,
die?
Keep me quick and agile.
Simple thrusters.
Remember when he was saying earlier about how much thought we put into all this?
Do they have a
thrusters.
Name?
Thrusters.
Yeah, well, it's,
yeah.
I mean, thrusters. Technically it's thrusters,
it's
but there must
syllables.
Be some sort of cool name.
Is there at least a company, a corporation that manufactures them? Like it's.
Ooh, I rolled
yeah, it's
bad,
like so. Guang.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's Chinese.
It's like a Chinese.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
Guangzhong McCarthy.
13.
All right. Well, you thrust back at the perfect time, completely dodge the double heat axe.
Oh! Perfect dodge! Does it go slow motion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then what does the pilot say in this moment?
He says,
Nani! simple thrusters?
You should have known I was a master of Aikido.
Are those Guan Yi thrusters? How could a child have his hands on Guan Yi thrusters?
It couldn't be Guan Yi technology. That's been gone since the old war.
All right.
And then you say something, but your comms are off accidentally.
Yeah. No one hears it.
Nobody hears anything. Yeah, is Pump is muted? I think he's muted.
And you're going like...
So suit two, he got his arm chopped off it. Yeah. It stumbles away. That's a lot of damage. You know what? I'll even say it lost its defensive thing because it had a shield.
Oh, yeah?
So it had a shield in its left arm that's now completely severed.
Uh-huh.
So it's just going to drop down its shoulder Gatling gun and just take aim.
Okay.
At Sturm.
Okay.
And the Z-Beast Clad Ascent. And it's gonna fire.
All right.
So, oh boy, I got 5 Ds here for shoulder Gatling gun.
That sounds like
shoulder Gatling gun. I knew we were gonna sound
shoulder
like
shoulder Gatling gun.
We're gonna sound like little children doing this game. I got 12.
All right, 12 total.
Yeah.
All right.
It was bad. It was a bad
Sturm,
roll.
Sturm sees the gun come down, and he goes, take your best shot against my sonic purge. And then the sonic emitters open up basically like vent shafts around the back of it.
Glow.
And it creates like almost like a base, like a like when a car goes by.
It's got like that heat kind of.
But it has enough energy that it can deflect and destroy incoming attacks.
Wow, the people in the immediate vicinity of the Gladysant are melted by
vaporized.
The intense sonic wave.
16.
16?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my god. So those things pop open, you see the vibrations dissipate or emanating from them, and as the bullets from the Gatling gun fly at you, they just get shaken off away from you.
And it's the same shot as the people on the ground running away.
Yeah, the bullets then fall down and land on the people.
Okay. Yeah, it's with the basketball audio.
Crushing them instantly.
Like, ah!
Which doesn't happen in Gundam F91. A bullet casing lands on a mother's head and kills her.
Not even a scratch.
All right.
Now, I did it. I saved the city.
All right, now retaliate.
Can I retaliate?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, so as it's shooting, launch myself. I use a dash towards it, but I want to slip behind and I want to grapple. I want to do like a wrestling move.
Okay,
a German suplex.
Yeah. German suplex.
Yeah.
So 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
All right. That's awesome. This is suit 2, which has one arm.
Good luck defending yourself from this.
No.
14, 18, 21.
All right, tell us how you destroy this thing with a German suplex.
So basically, it's shooting and it's firing.
It's still
at
shooting
me,
as you
and
do
it's
this.
And it's the sonic purge is deflecting everything. And I say, by lowering your Gatling gun, you've left yourself wide open for my counterattack. And then I launch at him underneath the bullets, scooping behind. And because my blades can go in and out, so then it's just regular hands now. And then basically grab him, duck under, grab him, and then launch backwards with like thrusts and steam shooting out of my waist as it's happening.
Yeah, the
and
animators put a lot of money into
this. This is the shot. There's a couple or whatever.
There's a lot of frames.
And then it also does like a swinging wide. Where you see like the other buildings in the foreground, and you really see the scale of what this fight is, and then pulls the robot over top, crashing it through a building, and then smashing the upper cockpit of it into the ground, such that its feet
are still
going.
What do you mean, into a school?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know what was there, but
and then it shows the same shot again of all the people.
Yeah, as you do that, it does. There is a shot of the inside of the cockpit as it compresses and smashes the man inside.
And it smashes, and then Sturm stands above like that, and then they actually put in the sound effects of like people cheering, like
yeah. After you do that, there's a big like steam exhaust blast from the thing.
Yeah, cool for sure.
All right, so that's one. The suit 2 is dead.
Can I attack?
Yeah, of course.
I would love to.
There's really no method to the attack you're defending.
I know. I'm realizing that now. I just gotta get my piece.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the situation of the remaining mechs?
So there's suit 3, which Pumpus has attacked. It's got a big gash.
Yeah.
And it's a
big gash.
And then suit 1, which you attacked, I think is...
It attacked me, though.
It attacked you, so it's still in perfect shape right now.
I dash to the left with my hip thrusters firing. You can see there's sort of a booster affixed to this hip, and it just goes... And there's like a frame of stillness before I move.
Yeah.
And the ground.
Is it blue flame?
Yes, obviously.
Cool.
And the ground below my... And it kind of sputters for a second. It's... And the ground where my feet were, it's like... shatters, and then in motion, I engage my Ember Cannon.
Ember Cannon.
Which is a shoulder-mounted, like, sort of magma, like, launcher. It's not fire, but it's something that's, like, goes
really,
like that.
Really useful for populated urban areas.
Yeah. All right. So you got that, your Ember Cannon.
Yeah.
And then I've got a laser buckler. That's only
Got a laser.
Oh, no, I'm gonna die,
No, I'm sorry. Okay, not fast.
It's also worth noting that the pilot of this mech, this is the mech one, right? Mm. Is the same voice actor as,
oh, yeah.
As Pompous.
Yeah.
Okay. It's worth noting.
Well,
this
you'll
is a slight...
do the line, man.
Yeah. I got 17.
17? Oh my god.
Okay, good. I truly don't know how this works. Okay.
Jacob's rolling horribly over there. And
okay, well,
it.
This thing is still going to be kicking, but you fire your ember cannon.
In motion. Off my shoulder.
The heat of it melts the asphalt on the street.
It's a cannon that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it have like a brief charge up animation?
Yeah.
Okay. So
it gathers energy in.
The nice. The blast from the ember cannon, it hits the upper chest of suit one and completely decimates most of the left side, melts part of the face. You can see the open cockpit where there's a little guy.
Nice, nice.
What does he say? Voice actor?
No. How could it be? A simple student could defeat
us? A giant chunk of the top left of its body and head. But it does still have 3 health left.
Wow.
So it's going to take one shot with its laser rifle. Just
this is my only chance.
Yeah, he's just eyeballing it too. He doesn't have a cockpit anymore.
He's just firing into the buildings around. Like,
If I don't make this shot, I'm dead for sure.
It's our beam rifle. I keep calling it a laser rifle. So he's going to shoot his beam rifle back at the StarCrest Mark IV.
Disagree. How does that?
Well, it gets 3. How much defense do you have? Do a defense roll.
Do I just do the inner plasma shell again?
Is that your defense thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, do that.
Oh, do that.
Or
every
you could
time?
Say like dot, like a left, like you can make up a thing.
Yeah, you can make up literally anything you want.
So you have 5 defense, and what's your health?
My spirit?
Don't worry about it.
Your health.
My health. I don't know.
It's whatever's left after your attack and defense mods.
Oh, nothing.
All right,
that's fine. That's you're an agile, you're destructive agile.
Glass
cannon.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how that worked.
All right. So what do you do?
You can
make up defense stuff.
Well, I'm dashing as I have shot, and they take a strike at me. And just as they lunge, I engage the hip thrusters point down, and like my suit just like.
Jump. Oh, then you're gonna become a squat little guy.
Yeah. Does it do the thing where?
Oh, you want me to the goblin voice?
Yeah. We see a shot of your feet, and they break down into the concrete.
It cuts to below where a subway train, unaware.
Oh no!
Above Bolton Station,
and then two feet
the size of warships just.
Yeah.
It cuts to like the guy driving the train.
No, he drives trains, by the way.
It's a big bus wheel,
yeah.
Even though it's on a track. And then it just like the feet slam down, and then I shoot half a mile into the air.
Vaporizing anyone left alive in that subway station.
Yeah, well, also the thrusters are firing down into the hole in the street. Yeah.
There's flames. It's an inferno down there.
32.
Okay.
Right. Is that a different? Because your other one is the shield, right?
He said he's 5. That's
okay,
different.
Yeah, I'm just you have to think of something with 5 syllables to
move,
describe it.
Oh, with 5 syllables? Well, obviously it's a vertical hip leap.
You know what? Just because.
No,
this
wait,
moves,
no, I can do better than that.
Yeah.
Heavens.
I think Charlotte has more stuff than it. It's fine.
Yeah, this is the base move.
You know what? Since this is such a cool move, and this guy's almost dead, what do you do after your half-mile leap into the air?
Oh, nice.
Well, first of all, it's called As Above, So Up.
Okay. All right.
Cool. It's really cool.
Okay.
It's a haiku. Mm-hmm.
Purely in a flourish move, as I jump up, I'm like, this is even better than winning the debate club. And then I go...
From below, there's like a single, like a little glimmer before you descend straight down. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what do? You just slam into them?
I think you should foot stomp.
You should. Oh, foot first.
Am I killing them?
Yeah, let you kill them.
You're getting a counterattack.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Just for
fun. Yeah. I come straight down, and then I, like a diver, put my feet together, and then put them straight into the head of. Straight into the head of the mech.
Through.
The arms are up like this, and then they go. And then just the feet cave in the head straight through into the cockpit, and they can see the exposed cockpit, and they can see him being crushed.
They see it. It's like Wicked City, just the most graphic. You do we realize we're not in a Gundam anime anymore?
And we're not the good guys.
You blast through this thing so fast, its arms are still in the air. Like, you detach the arms completely, and then they fall limply to the
his
side.
His comms are the last thing operating.
And you also go back into the subway.
Are you... Do you land in a cool pose with maybe one leg out like that as it's slowly splitting in the background?
Yeah, I land like that as it slows down, ember cannon smoke pouring off the barrel.
Nice. Amazing.
Great. Yeah.
Okay, so that only leaves suit 3 with the double heat axes.
So much time and energy went into animating that shot.
Yeah. It bankrupt the rest of the
show. And you hear over the open channel,
I shouldn't have underestimated these kids!
So, suit 3, he's still near Pumpus and the... What the fuck was it called? Super Attack Unit A567 Re-Exploding Hearts Vert 2.0.
That's right, yeah.
And he's going to take another swing at you with those axes. He leaps into the air to swing them straight down at you. Double heat axe. This is going to be a big one. This is going to be a big one.
Can I...
You have to see what he does first before you can defend him.
Shit.
Uh-oh. Get his ass.
This might be it for me.
Okay, this is going to be 18.
18?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to use my...
For double...
Can
double
I try to... Can I deflect with my sword? Can I, like, put my sword up to block the axes?
How many syllables is your deflection? Make something up.
Two.
Sword. Well, you got to be creative about it.
Wait, you can just come up with any...
Apparently so.
He's giving us latitude.
Yeah, I just want this to be
just
cool
say,
for you.
Just say Christchurch deflection. And then you get four.
Give it a shot.
I use my Guanyi thrusters. There actually, they're on, like, a rail. Okay. On my back, right? And they like,
they like slide, out.
Slide up into the sword.
Oh!
And I.
That's amazing.
So that's, what's that, five?
Cool. Yeah, sure. Five
ish. Thruster, sword, deflect.
Oh,
sword.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
For my father.
Deflection. Five, or five.
Deflection, eight.
Do five.
Do seven.
Okay, seven.
I don't even have
you know
any dice.
Happy medium. Somewhere in there, a syllable gets lost. Do six.
Six, oh, perfect. Yeah.
I'm giving you a lot of leeway.
In the Japanese translation, it's less syllables.
Yeah.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. This is the English
term. Yeah.
Pretty good.
26. 26?
26. Wow. So there's like this crazy moment where like the axe and the giant sword meet. Sparks are flying everywhere. Everything's shaking just from them pushing against each other with sheer force.
Yeah.
I guess you didn't know. I'm a bully.
Yeah. We should scream at each other at the same time.
Yeah.
So the guy coming down with the axe, he's like, let's roll again.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow. That's a clash. Energy clash.
Oh, 38.
Yeah, this is huge.
37. I think it's 42.
Yeah, it's like a near perfect roll.
I think
roll.
It's 42.
Like a near perfect roll.
All right.
I have two tens, three nines.
So we're back from commercial break. We're screaming. And then, what do you say? Say something cool.
Despite all of this, I'm still afraid.
And I piss myself, but also...
You don't realize my fear is my greatest strength.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But also the intake valves in your cockpit take in the piss.
Yeah,
it's like, even though I just pissed
myself. Turbocharges it.
No one's ever gonna know.
The sword takes on a yellow hue.
I've turned my fear into my weapon.
We come back from commercial break, you say that, and your sword slices through both axes and bisects suit number two.
Does it change color first?
It does change color to piss yellow.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I take a moment in the horror of what I've, you know, like, you're really disconnected from it, being a robot, but I see that I've cut a man in half.
You see him right there in the middle, like.
And I, for a moment.
Yeah.
But then I, there's like a chemical that they have in these suits that injects to make you soft and docile, and I get shot with that.
Oh,
and then you go,
and then I'm fine.
So you bisect that suit. Both pieces just fall over to the side. Mm-hmm. Your sword also chopped three buses in half.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
Were they on top of each other?
No, they were in a row. Like an Evel Knievel situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
On top of each other.
Ah, right.
Oh, that's my name, actually, is Evel Knievel.
Oh, he changed his name.
From Pumpus Porpus to Evel Knievel. All right. So you stand above just the wreckage of three enemy mech suits, enemy hard bodies.
Mm-hmm.
You are victorious in your first battle.
I open my cockpit. And
the tummy of your hard body opens up.
The tummy of my hard body opens up, and I am sweaty.
And we...
yeah, yeah. And you're just doing your own thing, and then when you pan over, you get a mortified look because you see that we are also out of our cockpit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we go...
That was too easy.
Oh, there is a survivor in one of the cockpits, the one that got German.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say in the city. Okay.
They're like, they're dying. This lady's
okay.
dying.
I rip open their cockpit.
How do you get down from your cockpit?
No, you're still in the
mech. I'm still in the mech, but my cockpit is open, yeah. So it's...
You see her, they're like...
Yeah, yeah.
She says, "You will never defeat President Hogwood."
President Hogwood?
President Hogwood.
The
name sounds so familiar.
It's like that time, and then it cuts to us playing basketball.
But we're at a summer camp.
Yeah.
By the lake.
Still playing basketball, though? Yeah, and you're in a swimsuit, and we're looking on,
we're
and then...
splashing at each other.
Yeah, the beach episode is next.
But then we see that there's a child left out, and he's got a name tag that says President Hogwood, President.
It shows me, like, giving him a wedgie.
Yeah, yeah.
And then shoving his face, and it's really mean.
It's not fun. President Hogwood is 17 years old or whatever.
Yeah!
Why wouldn't President Hogwood be the camp running the camp?
I didn't write this, Jacob wrote it.
There's another one of...
President Hogwood is a grizzled old man.
There you go.
Okay, fine, it's a grizzled old man. Yeah.
I'm still bullying him.
He's got his cane and he's watching us play in the background.
Pumper is shooting him point blank in the forehead with a paintball gun.
Is he one of those awful, like, pervert old men from anime?
No, we're going to realize that we were prepared for this from birth. We were chosen, genetically modified, to be the greatest pilots we could ever be, but we don't realize that. Our fate was predetermined by this.
Here, a communication comes in your cockpit. A screen pops up on the side panel.
Wait, sorry, do we know, does that name ring a bell to us?
It's the leader of the asteroid reclamation party. And he's very strong.
ARP.
Yeah. ARP.
Active asteroid reclamation party.
He's so old, but so well taken.
Hold on, let me pull down my view screen.
You see a grizzled man in a officer uniform appear on the screen.
Yeah, I'll pull mine up too.
So, a guy in an officer uniform.
I have throat
uniform.
Control, so I.
Aren't you 16?
You need to unmute yourself.
No, yeah, but.
I'm speaking into the microphone.
So the grizzled old man in the officer uniform pops up. And he says,
"Greetings, young pilots. This is General Guccioloni on the flagship MCS Omelet Old Fashioned."
Oh,
references! Nice.
"Report to orbit for repairs on your next assignment. I'm afraid your piloting abilities are about to be truly tested."
"Aye, aye, sir."
"Another test?
Yeah.
Come on, give me a break."
A thing opens up, a panel opens up under the school, which swallows up the entire building. And a rocket ship comes out.
Whoa.
Three slots for hard bodies to get into.
Do we like thrust into them?
Or you could, I guess.
I mean, what's like the coolest one? Yeah.
Is the slot for ZB's Gladysant still a little too...
It's very little, very small. Too,
and so then it's now it's like...
Yeah. It's all jammed and sparks are flying off as it grinds against it and stuff.
Why does this keep happening?
Do you all slot in?
I don't walk anywhere. I just dash, and I'm in, yeah.
Okay, so you all get in the rocket.
I navigate to the rocket.
Yeah, I would say Charlotte's mech used this to reveal the slot.
It's got to be under here somewhere, fishing around for keys under a wheel well.
The slot's responding!
Right. The rocket flies up into space.
The rocket says, "Oh."
Yeah. Right, it lands in the... The rocket lands in this cool spaceship.
Okay, yeah.
Omelet Old Fashioned. I was really just tossing out lots of references here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
And then this man that you just saw on the screens, he comes to meet you in the hangar with some mechanics and stuff. Mm-hmm. You all come down from your ladders as the mechanics get to fixing your mechs from any damage they might have taken.
Mine didn't take any damage. Shouldn't take very long.
I guess that's true.
Mine's also fine.
All right.
Did I take any damage?
I don't think so, actually.
I don't think any of us took any damage.
They were recharging our batteries or whatever.
I think I did take 3 damage.
Oh, okay. So they fixed some of that.
No, I didn't. Never mind.
I would say that's impossible because you apparently have no health.
Yeah. We're good.
They're tuning it up. They're just tuning
it
up.
Yeah, yeah. They just plug a plug into a thing or whatever.
Exactly. So Guccioloni shows up there and he says,
"There's no time for a break, pilots.
President Hogwood himself has arrived on his own personal hardbody to destroy the Moon City down below. He refuses to suffer defeat at the hands of snotty, dirty little teenagers.
Aren't we ever going to get a break?
It's true, I could catch up on my studies.
There's no time! Don't you get it? President Hogwood is here, and he wants to destroy our moon colony or whatever.
So yeah. Let him destroy it. What if the moon colony, what have they ever done for us?
Well, good thing you all are down there to protect it. What, like the school, a bunch of buildings, two subways, mm-hmm. a bunch of buses.
I mean, most of the subway tunnels are fine. It's just the station.
Yeah, just that one spot.
We're the only thing standing between President Hogwood and total annihilation. What does it take for you to realize that?
He must be right.
And you see tears. This is the first time you've ever seen vulnerability. Yeah, you see tears welling in my eyes as I'm trying to convince you this is important.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a big moment.
And I turn away.
I know he's right, but I don't want to die.
And then I say, why are they cupping each other again?
then the camera pans down.
All right, so it didn't take long for the engineers to fix up the mechs because they didn't really take any damage in the first place. All right, so...
You're too scared to do this.
General Guccioloni, he watches you all ascend back into your mechs. He salutes you, says, get to your hard bodies on the slingshots and prepare for launch. Good luck, kiddies.
Ooh, kiddies.
Yeah. Who are you calling kiddies?
I'm older than you.
You soul son of a bitch.
I'm twice your size. Sturm is actively trying to get a kidney stone out.
Yeah.
So you walk your mechs out to the slingshot. They're called catapults in Gundam, but I'm just copying them. So you go out there, position your little mech feet, your hard body feet on these slings. They get locked into place by some little claws.
Yep.
And you hear they get kind of pulled back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of steam. You drop your goggles down.
Do our flaps or whatever.
Yeah. All your flaps open up and start thrusting.
Yep.
Nice.
It's a big like, hey.
Down. Down, down, down.
Down, down, down. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Down, down, down.
So this is very important that you all land this with the names of your things. So one at a time.
It went from Gundam to Real Steel.
Yeah.
By choosing Akidaka.
So it's very important. Nail this. So you're gonna say your name, your mech name, go, and then you launch. So let's start with.
Did you say our own name like
StarCrest Mark IV. Yeah, you say like
we're like signing
Gundam.
In, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Go.
Exxon Valdez piloting StarCrest Mark IV. Go.
Aguji.
Pompous Parbus piloting Super Attack Unit A567 Re-Exploding Hearts Fair 2.0. Go.
Sturm D. Ruger piloting Z Beast Gladys Sand Gundam. Go.
I forgot you had Gundam in your next name. That's cool.
Are they gonna sue us? No!
I like the idea of Sturm. The mech is so big that the slingshot is lurching.
Yeah, it pulls your feet forward and you're kind of like dangling backwards. It throws you out of space. Alright, so that happens. cool music is playing.
Pass out from the G-Force.
Hey, he's not gonna be there. For
And then suddenly,
Sturm's mech just catapults out into space.
So you fly out into space towards a dark shape rising up in front of you. And what you see before you, it looks like basically the head of a giant hard body with two just hands floating next to it. Kind of like, think like Andross from Star Fox or something.
Yeah, yeah. Uncle
that
Andross.
Rises up in front of you. And then your
Uncle?
Your Uncle. Screens turn back. I forgot I had a prop for this.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if this is going to fit on my head.
Wow.
Oh, I can't see. Do I look perfect. Cool?
Yeah, you look so cool.
It's perfect.
Thanks. Okay. So
it's the t-shirt that makes it.
And the goat.
Yeah.
The goatee.
And the fact that it's not
it's crooked.
Like, yeah.
It's crooked? How's that?
The nose piece is
crooked. Yeah, it's good. You got it. You
know. Okay. You know what? Okay.
It's cool. It's cool. Yeah.
It's very cool.
A guy in a white mask. A guy with a white mask. And like a bushy gray beard pops up on your screen. And he says to you all.
Ah, these must be the teenagers that were sent to defeat me. It shouldn't be a surprise that the moon cities are sending children to fight their battles for them.
I flick open my communicators and say,
I'll have you know I've reached full sexual maturity.
Right. Can we get a blood spray out of one of your noses?
Yeah.
Oh!
And a little comes out of Hogwarts' nest.
I say, children, I'll show you children.
He says,
I am President Hogwood of the Asteroid Reclamation Party, and I hate teenagers.
And his thing is a cool like pose with a big hand.
Scooby-Doo rules.
He also has a big mouth, too. It goes, ah. One of those hands, it has little guns at the ends of each of its fingers.
Wow.
It's going to point those guns at
the Glocks.
Each of you.
Okay.
And do some defense rolls real quick.
Yep.
Sonic Purge!
20?
Okay. 20. I rolled a 15.
Ha!
What did the rest of you get?
We're bad at math, so we're doing it one at a time.
Maths.
19.
Ooh.
19.
So it did 29 damage.
Ooh.
So whatever difference is there, take that away from your health.
Okay.
Let's figure out your health thing right now.
My health is 4d10.
Yeah.
So 40.
So what are your weapons, Charlotte? What's your attack and defense things?
I have 4d and 2d for offensive mods and 5d for defensive.
We all took how much damage?
29 minus 10 the defense you got.
Okay.
Okay. Charlotte, let's just give you 40 health. Let's give you 40 health.
Okay.
Just for the sake of getting into it.
Should I sacrifice any of my weapons?
Well, no, you can just take the damage.
All right.
Yeah, so subtract whatever your roll was from 29.
Yeah, I'm remembering my ballet, my tennis classes, because I'm a tennis star, and I'm
I see.
About the footwork, even though I'm completely disconnected from the ground, and I use that to mitigate.
And they show you.
Oh my god. All right.
Oh my god. She's 15, Patrick.
What the fuck?
So, okay. So
the president has attacked you with his hyperlight finger gun. What happens now? Your turn. I will say, this all is controlled from the head, just letting you know.
Yeah,
the hands are weak, but it's all controlled from the head.
Gotcha. Sturm says, finally, a fight worth fighting, and then decides to charge at the hand. blades drawn.
Faustian Lancers! That's so cool. Every time.
26.
26?
26.
All right. You destroy the left hand. How do you do it?
Hey,
it's still got like some steam coming out of its like fingers from the shot it fired.
Yeah, yeah. So he's so confident he fires the lasers at us, but we obviously mitigate most of the damage. He thought he would destroy us. But as the smoke clears, he already sees Sturm in the Z-Beast Gladysant shooting through, and he's already like that, and basically launches through the palm of one of the hands and shoots out the backside, then turns around and then does like this thing, and then that's when the
it does like a bunch of those black and white flash frames.
Explodes.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks like ink.
It looks amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
They spend a lot of money on this.
You just continue on into the depths of space forever.
Yeah.
So that rocks.
I do something.
All right. Star Crest Mark IV, what happens?
I dodge straight towards the head and engage my beam glaive.
Ooh, your beam glaive. We haven't seen that yet.
It comes as a handle out, but when engaged, the staff and glaive expands out of the end.
I love this.
And like, it's like my hand is rotating on the wrist.
Like a helicopter?
Yeah. I use the beam glaive and I go straight for its fucking eye.
All right, you go for the eye, huh?
With my Guang Yi beam glaive, I get a 15. It's not a bad roll, actually, for two.
It's okay.
All right,
okay.
The beam glaive harmlessly bounces off President Hogwarts' face.
No, not beam glaive.
And I go, but my studies never prepared me for failure.
All of your calculations.
I will say.
I come up behind you and I...
What are you
doing? And I'd say,
he's giving me a no-dee.
He did it better. He did it better.
But the sound is like...
Yeah.
You were very close, though. So I wouldn't give up on that beam
glaive. Do I do any emotional damage?
President Hogwood is like,
yeah, I think, okay, that's all I needed.
Okay, good.
All right, anyone else?
Because I was giving, what's your name?
Starcrest?
Because
or
I was,
Exxon Valdez.
Either way, yeah. Because I was giving the noogie, I go, my turn. And I throw her aside and engage my thrusters. And I go, I used to be a coward, but not anymore. Something along those lines.
Yeah.
You're still muted.
And I ignite
the monologue for 3 episodes.
Yeah. I ignite my laser sword, and I go, "This is for who's? Did I lose anyone?
Titan. Or for your dad who left?
This is for Titan." And I engage my thrusters to give me a boost. Is it?
As he's launching in, Sturm sees him. He goes,
"He's so brave."
Wow. And I go straight for the, like, right here between the eyes.
Oh, okay.
Between the eyes.
So what's your roll here?
You mean
five.
The taint?
The taint.
Five?
Go straight for the taint.
Yeah, what's your attack called again?
Massive laser sword, offensive maneuver.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're using the Guanyi thrusters.
Yeah, and that and a... Hang on.
It's a lot of counting in this game. Okay, syllables, numbers.
It's actually somehow lower than what I just did, I think.
It's like 12. Yeah, it's very bad.
12?
Yeah.
Okay. So your massive sword, it collides with the particle shield and freezes just feet away from the thing's face. And it's still there. Are you
screaming? I didn't think about that.
Are you like, ah,
fuck, fuck, fuck,
the
shit,
momentum is still
fuck.
There, though.
Can I engage my thrusters to give me a little extra boost into it?
Sure. Why not? How much did you get for your Guanyi thrusters?
20.
20?
Yeah.
Good lord. All right.
Just kind of bump into it.
So give us a scream as you're pushing your sword against the shield. You see energy resonating away from the impact point, and then eventually it cracks through and like just chips into the face of this thing, doing 10 damage.
Ooh. Oh, not bad.
Which is a still frame with like little particles kind of.
Yeah, so you have broken the shield. And you know what? I'll take a couple of die off that shield. Let's just say it's broken forever now.
Wow, wow. Nice job.
Okay, so President Hogwood, he is going to do a giant hand swat at the hard body right on his nose.
Uh-oh. Like a little bug.
Swat.
A little mosquito.
So, boop, 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 boop. 19. What do you have?
I can only
my Guanyi thrusters. 17.
Okay, so you are so ecstatic about impacting the face. And then,
yes, I've done it!
In your left monitor, you see a giant hand just coming towards you. And then a massive impact just knocks you to the left.
Does he, so it goes like this, okay, because I thought if it was like this, he would cause damage.
No, it's just like a, get out of here.
Is that two damage? Or?
Yeah, just two. Okay. Did I say three? Whatever, put two.
Pappas! Hogwood! Now you've done it!
I dash and I dash and I stop him.
Yeah.
Tumbling and infinitely into
the air. And then he gives me a noogie again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hogwood does give it a laugh. He says,
I'll make you pay for that.
You can't defeat me. I have idealistic plans, but use unethical means to achieve them.
It's like Magneto.
You won't get away with this.
We use unethical means to maintain the status quo. And that is good. And that is right.
That's right. We're neocons.
You get a communication from General Guccioloni. He says,
Sturm, your package is on its way.
Perfect timing. You hurt my friends.
It's the first time I've ever admitted to that being the case.
And I'm not happy about that.
And I'll make you pay.
So then a rocket sends in a new weapon for me.
Oh.
Cool. You see that glint in the stars?
Yeah.
And this thing goes.
But then it just shoots right into my hand.
Yeah.
And it's a two-handed sledgehammer with energy emanating out the sides.
Wow.
And I go,
Hogwood, feel the pain of my Argonaut hammer!
Whoa!
Cool.
So what is that?
Argonaut hammer.
Five, yeah. I'm really picturing like a big swing and just like a slam to the side of the head.
Yeah,
however
yeah.
you want to do
it. Does it have
impulse thrusters on it?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
thrusters on the hammer.
The rocket makes it come down.
So you do a big old spinning move.
Crit miss. No.
all zeros.
All zeros, yeah.
33.
33?
We can say that sacrificed some of my health, though, too, because I got some extra syllables there.
Oh, yeah. Let's say it just, like just the front.
Overheated the power pack.
So take, like, 10 damage
off.
Or something
right, okay.
from the huge impact. All but you see, like, it's pulled back. Your tiny little mech does this spin, but the hammer hits so hard, it completely caves in one side of the giant head.
Can it hit, but it's still holding there, and then the thrusters go blue?
Yeah.
And then that pushes the hammer even more into the side of the head.
And then it pulls back to see the whole head just get, like, rocked sideways.
Yeah.
And like its like whole left side of its face is just smashed into pieces.
There's a low animation like quality of the face with just like the blue kind of like forehead just like
the power of the thing, it completely dislodges my arm.
It just takes it all off,
shreds it.
You hear Hogwood just like,
damn you teenagers. I shall win and establish a regime without teenagers.
Is that so? That's his goal.
World without teenagers.
To kill all teenagers. You're gonna be fine.
All right, so you did a lot of damage right there, and he's just gonna like wildly just start shooting with his finger guns just at everybody.
He's only got one hand though, right?
One hand. Okay. So everybody make another defensive roll. He's just gonna start spraying and praying.
30.
Hyper light finger guns.
Safe to say,
you're fine.
You navigated the lasers. You dancing. You're dancing on
19.
The beams.
Yeah.
19.
And I'm, 19. I'm moving as I would on the court.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like we did that time.
Okay. I did 26.
Oof.
Remember,
I'm doing a backflip, and I get nailed in the ankle and kind of drift off.
Yeah, let's say one of those passes through the cockpit and burns you a little bit.
I sonic purge, but I still take 10 damage.
Oh, wow.
You said, how much did you say, 26?
Yeah, 26. Yeah, so 16 damage.
I did
26.
Or 10 damage, like you said. Yeah.
Why didn't you guys get extreme defensive measures and also still have health?
I couldn't defend because I
had
I
know that we can
mobility.
Do anything we want.
All right.
That's not
lasted.
Anything. I'm playing by the rules.
No, you
here.
Are. You are.
I'm playing by the rules.
He really overloaded those shots of the last hyperlight finger guns, and the hand is just like in flames.
Oh.
Like, just falling apart into pieces. What happens next?
I'm worthless on my own.
I'm doing fine, but if you want to help, that would be okay too.
Well, you don't have the power to defeat him.
Yeah.
Right?
Ah. That is true.
He doesn't have the courage.
That's right. Like, I was going to say, I wish I could.
Yeah.
I wish I could stand on my own. But, and because I don't think highly of these people, but, well, I do now, actually. That's also part of my arc, because I do now. But I think we need to join together. And together, we can be stronger and defeat General...
Hogwood.
Yeah. President Hogwood.
President Hogwood.
I won't join forces with a disgusting boy.
How else are we going to defeat the President Hog? The Hog President.
Okay. Fine. But you owe me, and now it's like weirdly like flirty, and there's no basis for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But you have to take me for a milkshake. If I tap into my,
you're now a fatherly figure, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah. You well, it's because he hasn't shaved in 2 hours.
Right. Yeah, so yeah. He's got a full.
Yeah, yeah.
If I overload my fission exchange, we can supercharge our weapons.
Well, don't we become one thing?
Oh, it's that's not a Voltron thing, though. It's just working
yeah,
together.
Yeah, just working together.
Oh, never I mean, mind.
You could make up, but you got to make up a cool word, though, with a bunch of syllables.
Vesper Chimeral Volcantic Hypyramidus.
Maneuver.
And now you all have to say it at the same time.
Yeah.
All right, ready?
Okay. Is it going to do, it's going to do like, a three
yeah.
cross? Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're gonna see each face.
I open a chamber that houses my fission exchange core reactor. Mm-hmm.
And it's panties, too. You see,
it's panties. It happens to look like panties. There is a little bow yeah, on yeah. the front of it.
Yeah,
it
looks
like
a whale tail.
Is it too late to introduce an old man who's like this tall, and he looks like a flea come to life, and he wears a bandit thing under his nose, and he's always stealing Exxon panties? Is that too
sure.
late? Can we
no,
do
no, that?
That
guy
Let's
shows
go back
up.
And add him in.
He shows up.
He's also now we also see him in the basketball flashback.
Yeah,
the camp
he's all over. He's a regular nuisance. Yeah.
Yikes. Christ.
He's the person watching the show.
Yeah.
Now you gotta nail this.
All right.
You all combine together. You gotta say this at the same time.
What's the verbiage? Do we do engage?
You say two. Wait.
You say on three.
And we're in a huddle.
Yeah.
Visually a huddle,
yeah,
but we're also miles apart in
yeah,
space.
Yeah.
So you go on.
Starting.
Okay, I've opened up and I've revealed the cutest little reactor. It's so delicate. It's got birds and flowers on it. And I go, okay, now, before it becomes unstable.
You want me to count you in? One, two, three,
go! Go, teams!
One, two,
three!
Vesper Chimeral Volcantic Hypermitis Maneuver!
This is the biggest laser ever shoots out. This thing, I get whatever it is.
I mean, I think I take my sword and put it in the air.
And I take my glaive and I connect it to the sword.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then my broken arm chainsaw is
cool. It's
vibrating.
It's all melee weapons. Cool.
Yeah, and like, but they all form an energy together.
Yeah.
Strands of energy pouring out of the core, wrapping around.
Ropes.
They spiral
ropes.
Like a triple helix.
So yeah, it's all ropes of energy.
Yeah, ropes. Yeah.
You're throwing ropes.
Spraying over everything.
Yeah, so that...
He'll never be able to handle our combined load!
So the big laser, it impacts just right in the nose. Big, goofy head.
Well, it's like three really powerful beams, and then a few,
and then they kind of swirl together into one.
They become entwined like a Twizzler. Yeah.
And then the beams just kind of start dripping out the end.
No, of they don't have to do that.
Okay. Okay. Another, just one goes right over his eye.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
My machine is overheating!
Ribbons of power!
So all that hits the face of this thing right in the nose, and it like stops and starts shaking. You know, it's anime.
Yeah.
So the impact happens, and you... shows Casper, not Casper, it's not the same guy. President Hogwood is in there. He's like,
damn you teenagers! Nobody defeats President Hogwood!
And then he goes all white and his face stretches out.
Yeah.
And then he gets disintegrated and the face explodes. And the whole thing blows up to a million pieces. And it goes right out the back. You see the dome come off.
Nice. Wow, which city on the planet does the debris destroy?
The head, it lands on... the orphanage.
Okay. The orphanage city?
Yeah, the hands, that lands on the zoo, I think.
Okay.
Yep.
And so you just blow the hell out of this thing, and then it cuts immediately to the beach episode. Hey! You see your mechs just like sitting on the beach.
Wait, shouldn't one of us say something cool? Like,
cooler than what you just said?
Yeah, what was better than that?
Just a
I feel like you would do that, and then it would be a beam that would go white, and then you'd see the bits and pieces of he just slowly disintegrates into white, right?
Yeah,
and there's like nothing left.
I feel like it could be a quip as it pans to the stars.
Well, I would say it'd go full white, and then you'd hear the sound of the ocean come back from white, sky, pan down, and now we're on the beach.
And ukulele our bathing music. Suits are the same colors as our mechs.
And I'm sitting cross-legged, meditating or whatever, or doing something very stoic.
Your hard body sitting behind you in the same pose.
And then, Exxon is sitting there doing something or whatever, and they gets beamed by a beach ball, whips over. Who's done it?
It's hard.
It's Pompous.
It's really hard. Oh. It's
I filled it with sand.
It's a bocce ball.
Embarrassed. And then the two of you are running back and forth like Looney Tunes characters in front of Sturm.
Oh, and I get my hands on you.
Yep. Kicking up sand on him.
Oh, a turtle jumped up and bit Exxon's bathing suit.
Oh, no.
And then we pan up, and then there's that old man who's got the bandage under his nose.
And he says, "You did it, teenagers?" Hmm?
Yeah, yeah.
He's going through Exxon's suitcase.
I've always had faith in teenagers.
And then I say, "A geriatric man, quick to battle stations."
And then the last shot is a splash shot of all of us chasing after the old man. He's running away with panties.
Oh, then the credits roll.
Yep.
Yay! Good work, everybody.
Thank you, Jake.
That was an
OVA.
Yeah.
I want to watch this.
That was great.
I did get tripped up on Hypermedes.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Hypermedes.
I mean, that was great delivery. I say, people in subreddit, get started on animating that whole thing.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see it.
Yeah.
I mean, as described, it's very little animation.
You don't need
there's only two or three shots that require animation. A lot of, the rest are just stills.
If you have
a lot of corners to cut.
If you have a lead on like a Southeast Asian animation house that will not charge enough or pay enough to its employees, that would probably be ideal.
Great.
All right. Well, thanks for watching. Must Be Dice, everybody. Thank you for joining me, pilots.
Thank you, Jacob. Great job.
I did it.
You did a great job. You killed it.
Yay!
To Jacob.
Now I need
to Jacob.
To Jacob.
To Jacob. Well, thank you, Funhouse members. Your support makes shows like this possible. To keep your eyes peeled for two more special episodes of Must Be Dice coming up soon.